Vermont became the 14th state in the Union in 1791. That required an act of Congress signed by George Washington. But the other states in the Union, as well as Vermont itself, were sent a written announcement of Vermont's statehood. 28 copies of that document were signed by then-Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson. This week, one of those Vermont statehood documents will be sold at auction. Joining me now is George Lowry, chairman of Swan Auction Galleries in New York City. George, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So can you just describe what this document looks like?
It doesn't look like anything special. It is a paper, 18th century paper, and it's tall and rather skinny. The actual dimensions are, can't tell you, but the right side of it is slightly discolored. Because it's been subject to the elements. It's either sat in the sun for a while. The text is complete, and you can see the outline of the document. The size of it, the actual size of it, is about 14 inches high.
Yeah, and you describe it on the auction site, you know, a little bit of tearing on this one side or a little bit of browning. You know, it looks old. You can actually see it. We'll put a link up and you can see what it looks like to
yeah,
look
well,
at this document.
It's also illustrated on the website, but it's typical for a very old document that hasn't been particularly well taken care of.
Well, tell us how this came to you. I mean, as I said, there were 28 of these documents that were sent around after Vermont gained statehood. Where has this one been?
We have no idea where it's been. The 28 copies was standard practice for any act of Congress, which would have been 28 copies, would be one copy for each of the original states, plus the extra one for Vermont, and then 14, and the duplicates were kept in the Library of Congress or in some kind of a State Department safe.
Mm. Oh, so that makes up 28.
This one would have been the one sent by Congress to Vermont. It makes it official that the Vermont became the 14th state, and after that, it looks like the state of Vermont didn't take particularly good care of its important documents.
So you think this one actually was the one of the ones that was sent to Vermont, not one of the ones that was sent to one of the other states or kept, obviously, in the Library of Congress?
I suppose it's possible that it was one of the other ones. It certainly is one of the original 28. We assume that it came from Vermont because that's a Vermont one because it came from the collection of a man who was very, very into collecting what we would call Vermontiana.
Huh. So how much do you think this is likely to go for? I know that you listed its value or suggested value as between $15,000 and $25,000 on your website.
Yeah, similar documents have brought more than that. They have come on the market. It depends, I guess, on how much interest there is in Vermont history. But the 15 to 25, I would not be surprised if you brought a little bit more than that, $30,000 or $35,000.
From who? What kind of people are interested in this kind of document?
There is very strong interest in individual states. I mean, there are people that collect Michigan. There are people that collect Virginia. There are also people that collect American history. And of course, there's historical societies. Any New York material that comes up, there are two or three major libraries in the state of New York that collect historical documents. And I suppose it's the same thing in Vermont. You know, there are local historical societies, which I can remember from when I owned a house in Townsend. But you know, it's anybody's guess who's going to buy it. The man who owned this was a New Yorker who died at the age of 96. He was a collector, a customer of ours since 1953. And there were two overriding interests that he had. One was Vermont, where apparently he had spent time as a child and loved it. And the other thing he collected was Mormons. And I have no idea why I collected Mormons, but we're selling a great deal of Marvin material from Mr. Slater's collection, and there's a lot of Vermont material from Mr. Slater's collection.
So interested collectors, if they're into Vermont things, or I suppose if they're into Mormon things, but if they're into Vermont things, there's more at this auction than just
and,
that.
And, I think the psychiatrist could have a nice time with that. So he must have been a very interesting man. I vaguely remember him, because I've been around for a long time, but... He left in his will the instruction that we should sell his entire collection, which is what we're doing.
Wow.
And so there may be somebody else like him around who spent time in Vermont and is starting to collect the Vermontiana. I mean, that's an answer to your question about who would buy it.
Well, and I guess you have to hope for that at the auction. That's George Lowry. He's chairman of Swan Auction Galleries in New York City. This Thursday, they'll be holding an auction of Revolutionary War-era documents, including the one we were talking about earlier, signed by Thomas Jefferson, conferring statehood to Vermont. You can, as I said, see a photo and follow a link to more information if you are that Vermontiana and Mormon collector. Go to vpr.net. You'll find the link there. George, thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you.